Hi, Gezach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and this is Parshat Netzavim. Hope everybody had a amazing, uplifting Rosh Hashanah. Very meaningful, very moving, and hopefully you were able to be with your family and whoever else you might have been with. And now we're working our way through the Aseret Yemei Teshuva on our way towards Yom Kippur. It's hard to believe, but it is. So let us begin. We are Parshat Vayelech now. And before we start, once again, Shir sponsored in loving memory of Sarah Bala Abba Menachem Mendel, and Aaron Neshama Haman Aliyah, finishing up on the sponsor for this year. So again, if you would like to sponsor a loved one, please let the people at Shir Enjoyment know, and that can definitely be arranged. All right, so it's a short Parsha, but there's still definitely what to talk about. In fact, it's the shortest Parsha in the Torah, but there's definitely what to talk about. So it begins with the words Vayelech Moshe v'yidaber to the Rima Ela Kol Yisrael, and Moshe went and he spoke these words to all of Yisrael. Now, why does the Torah need to mention that Moshe went? This expression is not often used when Moshe speaks to the Jewish people, so why is it specifically used here? Something that many Mefarshim ask. Furthermore, where exactly did he go? A large number of commentaries do tackle this issue, and one response is that Moshe went and spoke to each tribal leader separately, and that certainly seems plausible. But it's not a satisfying answer, you know, as it potentially could be. Kliyakar also brings up this point, and he also feels that many of the explanations that he's seen are weak, and he offered several suggestions of his own. The one that struck me most strongly is the following. Moshe explains in the following pasuk that he is not able to bring the Jewish people into the land of Israel, implying that this is true because he is forbidden. However, the Kliyakar hints that Moshe is actually teaching us a lesson. Moshe states, Ben Mea Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom, Lo Uchal Od Latseit Ulavo, Vashem Amar Eli Lo Tavor Et Hayardin Hazeh. I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to go back and forth. It's a lot of different commentary what that means. And Hashem said to me, You shall not cross this Jordan, through the Jordan River. Now this pasuk is often translated as, I am no longer able because Hashem has said to me. However, these are actually two separate clauses, as according to the Kliyakar. Moshe is saying that he has just turned 120 years old. His time is up. He is no longer able to go back and forth because his lifespan has ended. So furthermore, you should realize that Hashem has decreed that I will not go into the land, but you and Yehoshua will lead you. There's also many other interpretations of that, but that's how the Kliyakar explains it. That Moshe, after that day, will no longer be able to go as he pleases because he's not in a corporeal form. Will no longer have a physical body. He will still be able to go forth in a sense, but not in the way that Klal Yisrael will understand. However, for the remainder of that day, Vayelech Moshe will be able to walk. As long as he is truly able, he's able to move and accomplish in this world. So too, as long as you are truly able, you should continue to move and to accomplish. Many times in life, people are confronted with the feeling that they're stuck or a situation is just too difficult for them to bear. But in reality, you are able to go past and move forward, no matter what the circumstances are. Hashem never puts people in a situation they can't move forward from, no matter how difficult it may seem. Now Moshe declares several psukim later, but Hashem hu ha'olech lefanecha, and Hashem, he is the one that goes before you. So in this case, it's not Moshe walking, so to speak, or going, it's Hashem going. You are not alone when you are in a situation. Hashem will move with you. He will help you move forward. You take one step, Hashem will take one step. He will help carry you. He will help go with you. The overall plan and the overall goal is his. He is the one that truly and eternally goes back and forth. The Kliyakar therefore mentions this, it relates to the concept of tshuva. We can go back and forth. We can commit averus, and we can repent, and, you know, unfortunately we can mess up again, but Hashem will be there with us. No matter the what mire we might be in, right, no matter how steeped in whatever averus or difficulties or even just stuck situations we're in, no matter what trouble we face, we can always turn to Hashem. For as long as we are physically able to go, then we have the ability to move forward. We have the ability to go in the ways of Hashem. We have the ability to move forward, to be able to do whatever we need to accomplish in this world. All right, so I've heard a couple other explanations as far as Vayelech. A lot of them do kind of echo this point. Some of them kind of take it into a different direction. I guess let me say another interesting point. This is actually kind of similar to the written Dvar that I put out this evening that I sent out via my mailing list. Hopefully I didn't say it last year. I don't believe I did. Two parshas ago, we ended, Kitavo ended with a string of terrible curses and punishments that Hashem will bring if the Jewish people do not obey his will. And in last week in this week's parsha, which are often coupled together, in the Tzav Va'elech, Not only are the blessings and curses re-mentioned in general terms, but we are told that we will sin and we will be punished and that we will seem to be forsaken, but ultimately it is Hashem hiding himself. He says in this week's parsha, Astir Astir Panai, Astir Astir Panai, right? I will surely hide myself. But in truth, he is always there, right? He only will appear hidden. He always wants us to walk in his ways and to emulate him. And he is all-knowing. Hashem's actions are the opposite of haphazard. And although sometimes in life, sometimes it is necessary to have spontaneity, most times we do need to think before we act. Should I say that? Should I go there? Is that the best thing for me to do? So just because we know we could sin, we could do something, doesn't necessarily mean that we should or that we will. We have the ability to stop ourselves. And even if we do it, we have the ability to do tshuva, you know, potentially considering the circumstances. So in Kitavo, it says, when you will come, which is a precursor to Nitzavim and Ve'elech until the end of the Torah. When you will come, Kitavo, I want you to do it in a certain way. First, be Nitzavim, stand. Pause momentarily and contemplate your actions. Formulate a plan and how you will proceed, what you will do and what you won't do. And then, Ve'elech, then go and you can go. Right? Then he can go, you can go, go in the way of Hashem, whatever it is, right? You do what you were planning to do, but Hazinu, listen to what Hashem said. Hey, pay attention or give ear to those around you. If you first are Nitzavim, then Zahayelech, then Hazinu. Prepare yourself, then go. Pay attention to what you're doing. And then the Zotabracha. That will be the blessing. The blessing is that you have figured out your life properly, how to act and how to go in the ways that Hashem desires, and that Hashem will grant us with much blessing. Right? That, you know, we figured out how to come, how to go, when to stop, when to move, when to be able to take things in. We can take stock of what we're doing or not doing in our lives, something that we reflect upon a little bit on Rosh Hashanah and certainly on Yom Kippur and certainly also as well during the Sefer Teshuvah. If we've not been doing so in Elul, we give a self-reflection on what we've been doing throughout the year and what we need to be doing towards other people and our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our daily lives throughout each year, whatever it might be. What we need to continue doing, what we need to do better, what we need to stop doing. And that's something that we all need to contemplate and give some extra pause and some extra thought into. And so I wish everybody a year of much blessing, but also with clarity and the ability to contemplate and think things through and to be able to really, you know, introspect on a very deep level, but also in a way that will bring you true joy, true simcha, true happiness, and hopefully all in good health and with only good things. Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tova. You know, obviously we had Rosh Hashanah already, but still Shana Tova, it is a new year, and of course, Gemar Chasima Tov.